I've had this psalm. I had it on my mind. I went to the barn last night, and I got this psalm on my mind because I said to myself, you know, if it hadn't been for the Lord, and I got to thinking all the things. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 124. Let's stand together. The Bible says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when wicked men rose up against us. Can I repeat the first verse? And I'm going to change scripture. And please don't hold it against me. But instead of the word Israel right there, I want you to insert the word anchor. You read it with me? If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may anchor say. Let's pray. Father, help us now. Rightly divide the word of truth. Touch your people. Bless us and help us. We're tired, Lord, but what a good tired it is. Now, Lord, I pray that balm of Gilead, Lord, would do its work. In Christ's name, amen and amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Please be seated. There's three things that I thought that the Lord did yesterday. Three things that I thought about that God did that just really stood out. And I think we can probably categorize most of what took place by mentioning three things. First of all, the Lord and His presence. The scripture says, if it had not been for the Lord, and then it says it again in verse number 2, I've got them typed exactly the same. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side? If it had not been for the Lord, who was on our side? And in your Bible, your King James Bible, it's all capital letters, the word Lord. That's that special I am. That's that covenant-keeping name. Moses said, who shall I say sent me at the burning bush? And God said, I am. What's that mean? I am the blank check. You fill in the blank. What do you need, Moses? I need the Red Sea to depart. All right. What else you need, Moses? I need something to feed these people. Okay. What else you need, Moses? I need something for them to drink. Speak to that rock, I'll be a river come out of it. What else do you need, Moses? Everything they needed. Can I say He's our all in all? And there is a double declaration. He says it twice. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may anchor say, may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Somebody said, well, anchor's not Israel. No, Israel is a whole different deal. I'm not part of Israel, hallelujah. I'm part of the bride. I'm part of the church. Why would I want to be Israel? Amen. The reason I can put anchor now, we got a closer relationship than Israel had. Okay, in this passage. That's why we can apply it, because we got a closer relationship than they had. So I said, well, you're a Gentile. You can't claim the blessings of Israel. I ain't trying to claim the blessings of Israel. I'm claiming the blessings to the church. Hey, we're royal born. We're twice born. We're redeemed. We're children of the King. That's what I'm talking about. If it had not been for the Lord, a double declaration, the presence of God. The Bible says when men rose up against us. And of course, there was opposition here. But I want to thank God for His presence from early morning. I want to thank God for His presence and the preparations. We had some last-minute changes. We had power issues. We had all sorts of things. And thankfully, we had moved some stuff around, and we still had power issues. So what they had, what they brought was so big that, we'd never carried it on that side. We couldn't even carry it on this side. So we were buying fuses, and we were doing all these things. We were running, jumping, and they had a lot to it. But, you know, in the midst of all of it, it was never out of control. It was urgent, but it wasn't an emergency. It was just urgent. Boy, I felt the presence of God in that. I'm going to tell you something. I saw God touch Reggie Sadler yesterday. When I heard Reggie's voice in the rest home and the hospital and back hospital rest home, back in the hospital, I said, oh, Reggie's done for. I'm going to tell you something. He walked on that stage yesterday like a young man. His voice was as clear, strong. And Bridget told me, she said, he's not 100%. Said, but boy, he's doing so much better. And I felt touch God on Brother Reg. And somebody said, you brought him in because he's black. I said, no, I brought him in because he's good. And he'll mind God. And even the Chuck Berry thing, I didn't know what we was doing. We were supposed to sing to a track, and he said, wait a minute. Dead air. I'm around stage. I'm in the green room. I'm looking around. What's wrong? He got that old Chuck Berry guitar and started out on that Chuck Berry. Crowd went crazy. I said, secular bunch, I'm telling you the truth. At least he didn't get on the motorcycle and ride it or get the chicken clucking. You ought to hear some of the things that man can do on that guitar. He's crazy. But he told me, he says, one of the greatest honors of his life to get to be on stage with the lieutenant governor. He says, just one of the greatest honors. He says, he's my hero. And he said, I just thrilled him. And so they were thrilled. God touched it. And I'll tell you something. When Ingra got that microphone, when she cut out on that Star Spangled Banner, I've heard the Star Spangled Banner a lot of times. But I've never had it move me like it moved me yesterday. When all those veterans stood up, when they tipped that North Carolina flag and she let out on it, oh my soul. I mean, I felt the power of God so big that I thought, how gracious a God to let us be born in a free country. Be born free men. Wow. And I'm talking about the presence of God. Surreal. I hope to feel that on the 4th of July. I like to feel that about our country. But boy, I ain't never been prouder to be an American than I was yesterday. Never. In my life, I've never been prouder than I was at that very moment, standing on that stage. I've never been prouder. And you know I'm pretty proud American. I ain't never been prouder than I was yesterday. It was a highlight in my life because the power of God came. I had to get a handkerchief out, wipe tears, and it was on. I mean, God touched that woman. And just when I thought it couldn't get no better, Sylvia Bryson stepped up. And somebody said, an opera singer, really, preacher? But Natalie Raines backing her up on that piano, as good as it comes. When she started out, I felt that holy hush. And that sun broke out. And this morning, I have sunburn as a testimony that God is a prayer answering God. I never thought to say, Lord, leave a cloud or two for cover. I never thought. He was a cloud by the day and a pillar of fire by night. And I never thought to mention, Lord, leave a cloud. But I think the Lord wanted to sunburn us as a testimony of all the people who got soaked all the way around us. I got sunburned. The sun came out. And she come to that, I'm going to tell you what's the truth. It was, and she had it, and she knew she had it. I ain't a doubt, she did, she had it. And she was so gracious, she, you know, deferred the praise to Natalie, and she, it was so spot on. Cold chills. I can't even hardly talk about it. It was just that good. And people don't even know she lives here, but she's renowned. I mean, she's been all over the world. And so I want to say, if it had not been for the Lord's presence, all thank God for his presence. But then I want to say, if it had not been for the Lord's protection, look at the beginning of verse number 3. Of Psalm 24. The Bible says then. Look at verse number 4 of Psalm 24. The Bible says then. Look in verse number 5 of Psalm 24. The Bible says then. Then. If it had not been for the Lord's protection, then. And I really believe that. I really honestly believe that. The Bible says they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. You know, the scripture told the disciples, the Lord told the disciples, said, take no thought. That's what you'll say, take no thought. Just go and just take no thought. When you're brought before magistrates, just take no thought. You'll be all right. They come, got me, said, WLOS is here and I won't talk to you. I didn't have time to pray. I had no idea this coming. I didn't have time to prepare anything. I didn't have time to get my guard up. Didn't have time to do anything. Next thing I know, I got a mic on and they got the camera rolling and they're asking me questions. And so they asked several things. And they said, why did you choose this particular time to have this? And I said, well, we're celebrating no deaths in Transylvania County. The lieutenant governor just came from a memorial service for six. Nobody died in our county. We're celebrating. I said, back to school. We're celebrating the kids. That's why we got all this stuff, and it's all free. We're celebrating faith. We're celebrating family. We're celebrating freedom. And they said, well, we see all of these political signs, so what's your relationship to the GOP? And I said, we had to have them to get the lieutenant governor. I said, we had to have them to get the lieutenant governor. I said, that's the reason they're here. We went through them to get the lieutenant governor. He goes, oh, okay. Didn't even publish that part of it. And that's right. We just, but that's. And so there was the peril of swallowing. The Bible says swallowed us up quick. Could have. Maybe should have. The devil wanted to. But then look at verse number 4. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. So there's the peril of swallowing. There's the peril of suppressing. Can I tell you, that about happened about 11 o'clock. We had 5 channels on the radios. We had almost 30-something radios out. And everybody was talking on every channel all at the same time. We couldn't get in touch with nobody. Everybody was changing channels. I finally said, all department heads, stay on administration. Stay up here so we can talk. And it got pretty crazy. And the vendors were backed up onto the road. And you couldn't get two-way traffic, and we had people coming in late with horse trailers the wrong way. It was tough, okay? Ain't no doubt about it. It was tough. It got real tough, real fast, real hard. We got overwhelmed. But I didn't see anybody freak out. I didn't see anybody get mad. I didn't see anybody react. I just saw everybody respond. Just responded. And I said, hallelujah. The peril of swallowing, the peril of suppressing, the peril of submerging. Look at the last part of verse 4. The stream had gone over our soul. Look at that phrase, over our soul. That's repeated in verse number 5, the proud water. So the stream in the latter part of 4 and the waters, the proud waters, and the word proud is used in the other Psalms as evil, wicked waters. The proud waters had gone over our soul. And it's a metaphor. What would have happened if God hadn't intervened in the nation of Israel? They would not only have been swallowed, they would not have been suppressed, but they'd have been under, they'd have been submerged. Submerged. I told the staff yesterday morning, I said, listen, 9 o'clock, I said, listen, guys, we're way over our heads. Just so you know, we're way over our heads. The Lord's had me praying lately. If you do any building, if you do any finish work, there's something called caulking. And the problem is when I build, I need that 2-inch caulking, I need that big stuff. And don't always turn out exactly like I like it, but I'm pretty good at framing, but I'm not that good on finish. But they make caulking, and so you get it as close as you can get it, and then you caulk it, and it fills in the difference. And we had our necks fully out. We were fully extended. We were fully expended. We did everything that we could do. And it was bigger than we were by a large amount. And somebody said that faith is sticking your head out to the point that if God don't rescue you, you're done. That's what true faith is. Well, it would have been better not to have anything than to have a dud. And there's always the chance of pulling a dud. And so we stuck it out there pretty far. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. If it had not been for the Lord's protection. And I say that, there's a whole lot more in that realm. God's protection. He protected us even on the television coverage. He protected us with accidents. He protected us. I mean, I got a report a kid was hurt, a kid down from bounce house. So I'm running through here trying to find the kid that was down. Come to find out, it was from a previous injury. And he'd hurt himself where he'd been hurt before. And that's what, the trickle down got to us, and it was, and I said, oh Lord, bounce house injuries are dangerous, so we need to see what that is fast. And it ended up not being hardly anything. Again, a lady fell, didn't hurt herself. God did all of that. Amen. So I'd say a word about God's presence. That's the key to yesterday. A word about God's protection. If it had not been for the Lord's protection, we'd have been devoured, we'd have been drowned. If it had not been for the Lord's preeminence. His preeminence. So what does that mean, preacher? I mean, just bless his name, amen? You know, if you'll give God the preeminence, and if you get out of the way, he might do something. He's not bound to, he's not obligated to, but he might. Look in verse number 6, blessed be the Lord who hath not. You know, there's some things that God didn't do. There's some things that God didn't let happen. And given us a prey to their teeth. You know, LOS focused on his remarks about sodomy. That's what they made the whole thing about. They acted as a lightning rod, distracted away from us. In other words, he took the lightning. Because they could have framed it all kind of ways, you know. And they could have made all kind of accusations about partisan politics and candidate endorsements and all this stuff. I mean, they could have really given us a hard time in the public eye had they wanted to. But the Lord, he hindered, no doubt about that. And did you notice? Not a single protester. Who would have ever dreamed that? We had a place set up for them. We knew how we was going to handle them. We was ready for them. We knew all about it. And somebody said, well, what are you going to do? Throw them out in the road? No, we had a place set up for them. They're going to be on the right of way. And if they leave their signs, they'd come eat and go to the bathroom. And then they'd go back out there and hold their signs. That's what we're going to offer them. See, my attorneys had already talked. I mean, we'd already talked. We knew exactly how we was going to handle it. If you leave your sign here, hand your sign, take turns. Somebody else hold the sign. And you come in and eat our barbecue and eat our cheeseburgers and go to our bathroom to get you a cold drink. And then when you get, you take breaks, you know, y'all come in and out. Don't get dehydrated out there now protesting. Come on in and out. We had it worked out. We was all ready for it. Didn't even have a protester. Isn't that something? I say bless his name for hindering. You see, we had to do a press release. We waited as long as we could, but we did a press release and everybody got it. Every news media, everybody got it. And we had very little, and you know, so we did have some people here that were not for us, but they were trying to blend into the crowd, and they were trying to be as inconspicuous as they could, because we were trying to give God the preeminence. Thank God for, bless his name, for hindering. But then look at verse number 7, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, and the snare is broken, and we are escaped. He uses the word twice. Can I say, the preeminence of the Lord, bless his name for hindering, bless his name for helping. Helping. I put this down this morning, early. There were lost people walked away from this 10 acres yesterday stunned. They'd never been around anything like that. Nobody believed it could ever be what it was. I guess I had people say, preacher, I knew it was going to be good, but I had no idea it was going to be this good. We served free, excellent food for over 1,000. Mark and his team, 3 people in the barbecue trailer, were turning out 3.5 plates per minute for 2 hours and 45 minutes. 575 barbecue plates. And then just tater tots and beans. There's run out of barbecue. And then just barbecue. I mean, so the total is up over, it's over 600. And down here, it's up over 400. They didn't even count part of it. They didn't count the nachos. And so some people just wanted nachos and a drink. Didn't count that. So we fed over 1,000. And I'm talking about excellent food. For over 1,000 people, lines were short. And free, all you want, state fair class concessions. All you want. I've got a little bit of the DTs this morning for Mountain Dew slushies. I'm just a little bit, and I ain't the only one. Pastor Jerry McQueen came over here and said, I feel like you're my junkie and I'm coming to get my fix. Okay, so I've got a whole new respect for that crowd, all right, because I got a little of the DTs this morning. I have to tell you the truth. My son, I think I could have laid down under that thing and turned it on if it wouldn't have got me brain freeze. It was like a kid. I kept getting a brain freeze. It was so good I was eating it. Son, it hurt so bad. Whew. And what'd I do? I got me some more and did it again. And it just, it hurts so good. Oh, my soul. And I mean, state fair class concessions, all you want. Who ever heard of free, all you want? Never been done. Four class bounce houses, animals. I mean, every kind of thing you could think of. We had animals everywhere. And the only thing I regret is I didn't bring the donkey and put a sign on it and say, don't blame me. It's the only thing I did. I didn't. I should have brought the donkey. Or I thought about putting a sign on it that said they couldn't afford an elephant. Walk him around, they couldn't afford an elephant. So there I am. I had another one, but I can't share it in church. Anyway, who ever heard of real trackos? Real trackos. We had as many adults in those trackos as we had kids. They were loving that. Somebody said, well, you'd mess the sewer up. No, I needed to haul dirt in there. We had some things that were sinking, and we had some pipes freeze, so I've got to raise the grade on that. And so I put it on, it was all planned. And so unless they've dug the sewer up, you know, where they was digging, and so we're going to smooth that out and plant grass. So that was a huge hit. Who would have dreamed that would have been the draw that it was? It was just amazing. The buses, the hay rides, I can't tell you how many people said, thank you for these golf carts. Thank you for these golf carts. Dr. Webb, I said, brother, can I? He said, oh, the golf cart's coming to get me in just a minute. Said he, oh, they said, they're, we can't wait. They're taking care of us. People love those golf carts. And I told Miss James, I said, your golf carts are a hit. She was so pleased. See, her booth was 100. She gave 1,000. I said, you just sponsored 4 golf carts. Isn't that sweet? I'm telling you, it was awesome. Ample parking, and the parkers did such a good job. And the power of God was over there. Listen, up front, Brother Horton, Tom, and Brother Eldridge, we had 28 classic cars valued at well over $1 million, just those cars. And the first prize winner and the second prize winner gave their prize money to pay toward the expenses of putting on the deal. What about that? You can't take that. Isn't that something? 3 fire departments backed us up. 2 sheriff's departments backed us up. An equestrian team, again, state fair quality. 6 separate musical performances for over 2 hours live. Facebook shut us down, but we had other routes, hallelujah. A full stage of elected officials from, I'm talking about congressional on down. We had everybody that's on down and elected officials and candidates. We had no sick, no injured. We had the highest elected African-American official in the history of the colony and state of North Carolina. Amen. Speak for us. Amen. I say hallelujah. Somebody said, why you bring that up? Because I believe all lives matter. And I'm thrilled that our culture has advanced to the place that 1,000 white people can cheer on a black guy, as he put it. I'm thrilled that that's the case because we share common values. And not only that, not only the highest elected of African American in the history of the state of North Carolina, but apparently who announced his candidacy for the highest office in the state yesterday. I was in the green room. I couldn't see what he was doing. He had that towel up there and he kept wiping sweat with that towel. But when he wiped sweat that one time, everybody went crazy. And I go, what are they doing? And then he did it again. Everybody went crazy again. I went back and saw the video. The towel he wiped sweat with said Mark Robinson on it. We still ain't figured out if it said for governor or not. We couldn't read it on the camera. But I think he declared, and I think WLOS picked up on it and said he hinted. Yeah, hinted that he was running. He may have declared his governorship right here. My question is, you think he'll be back when he's governor? You think we can get him back? Well, I promise you this, if he'll make governor, we'll have him back. How about that? You won't be. Well, this county won't hold it. That county won't hold it. But I want to say this. I'm talking about God in his preeminence, what he did. A team of staff and volunteers that made it all look easy. But most of all, you made the Lord look good. You did. Bless his name. Verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The same God who made the heavens was in full control of the heavens yesterday. And there's radar evidence what he did. It rained as close as Enon and as close as Bass Lake. And at my house, must have been a monsoon. Must have been a monsoon. I've got reports as much as a quarter inch of rain. I mean, I'm talking about less than 5 miles from here, quarter inch of rain, almost all the way around us. And folks, that thing was heading toward us. They had issued a storm box. It was heading right directly over top of our heads. And I said, at 15 till, if it's a go, at 15 till, there's no turning back. The only thing we'll stop is if it starts lightning, we'll have to stop. Outside of that, we're going. I got it 10 minutes till. There's a storm issued and it's tracking right directly over top of us. Oh well, Lord, it's yours. Ain't nothing we can do about it. But there's something he can do about it. He turned it. He stopped it. He prevented it. Somebody might question that. Well, Bible says the threefold cord is not easily broken. 2 weeks ago on Wednesday, we had 63 yards of concrete down. It was pouring the rain. I'm not talking about dripping. I'm talking about pouring the rain just over the way. Had we got that kind of rain at that stage of that concrete, it would have been as rough as a gravel road. It would have been destroyed. I don't know how we'd have fixed it. If I could just take a picture of it, there was a donut hole in the clouds right directly over top of the station. And it's maintained, and it was passing by, but there was a hole as if something was wrong with the radar. And it was almost perfectly round, and it stayed there. And as the guys were finished rolling in the finish on it, as they were finishing it, they felt a drop of rain. Stephen sat down on the tailgate of the truck, and it started beating up on the sealer. They cleaned the tools in the rain 2 weeks ago Wednesday. This past Tuesday, we had down 40-something, almost 50 yards. And we're in the same predicament, the same boat, same everything. And that storm parted and went down both sides of us. It rained in Little River and it rained at Little Mountain, but it did not rain here. And folks, it always rains here. It rains here when it don't rain nowhere else. We get rain from every direction. We get rain from Pisgah Forest. It will rain right here if it don't rain nowhere else in the county. This is the rainiest place you've ever been in all your life. And so, well, it's just a fluke of nature. It's a geographical location. No, it's just the opposite. We're like ground zero for rain here, okay? The National Weather Service questions how much rain we turn in because we turn in so much. But 2 weeks in a row, God turned the storm. God did a hole in it one time and he did it fork it the other time. And I didn't see the radar yesterday, but I saw the sky. And I saw windshield wipers coming up the road this way, and I saw windshield wipers coming down the road this way, and we stood on dry ground. I just say hallelujah, bless his name, the Lord in his preeminence, and we need to broadcast his fame. We had asked the Lord, would you let us not just for the event, but would you hold off the rain? Lord, it can rain. But Lord, if you would be pleased, hold off the rain until after we get cleaned up. 8 o'clock last night, it started raining. We were completely through. And overnight last night, I just heard from the control room, this radio station at our official storm total that we turned into the National Weather Service and the National Climatic Data Center, we got 3/4 of an inch of rain last night from 8 o'clock till 8 o'clock this morning. 3/4 of an inch of rain fell right here. But if you check the gauges of the places, they got way more because they got rain earlier in the day than we did. And the Lord held it off. We got the rain, but the Lord held it off just like that. Do you understand that we serve a God who not only knows, but He cares and He hears? And it's not just that He hears, but He does something about it. And I just want to say hallelujah. People bow before dumb idols. They go through all this religious ritual. That idol can't do one thing for them. My friend, we serve the true and living God, and He hears and answers prayer. Can I say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel anchor say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, hallelujah. From the deep of my heart, and on behalf of the thousand, and nobody, how many thousands that enjoyed it online and on air, thank you for all that you did yesterday.